In the span of 8 days, we witnessed an assassination attempt against former President Trump and President Biden withdrawing from his reelection campaign. As people try to make sense of this tumultuous political landscape, rumors, speculation, and conspiracy theories are running wild. NPR's Shannon Bond is here to talk about what she's seeing. Hey, Shannon.
Hey, Ari.
After any breaking news event, people look for answers that might not immediately be available. And we saw that after the shooting at the Trump rally. What have you seen since President Biden decided to bow out of the reelection campaign?
Right. I mean, of course, we know that pressure had been building on Biden to step aside for weeks. But for many people, you know, they've received this news immediately and cast it as something sinister going on. So sort of in the most extreme example, a number of far right figures suggested without evidence that Biden may be dying or already dead. There were Republican politicians speculating about why he hadn't been seen in public until today. Now, of course, Ari, we know the president was isolating in Delaware while he was recovering from COVID. And, you know, he said he plans to address the nation tomorrow. We've also heard folks framing his withdrawal as an anti-democratic coup orchestrated by George Soros, who's often a target of right-wing conspiracy theories. Here is Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance at a campaign event yesterday.
The idea of selecting the Democrat Party's nominee because George Soros and Barack Obama and a couple of elite Democrats got in a smoke-filled room and decided to throw Joe Biden overboard, that is not how it works.
Now, what's interesting, Ari, is that many people on the right had been pressing this narrative without any evidence since at least last fall that Biden was going to be replaced at the last minute, you know, speculating maybe it would be Michelle Obama on the ticket. And now many of them are feeling proven right, even though, of course, it's not Michelle Obama.
Are there any consequences for the influencers or elected officials who float some of these more outlandish theories?
I mean, it can be beneficial to them. I spoke with Danielle Lee Thompson, who's a research manager at the University of Washington Center for an Informed Public. They study the spread of viral rumors. And she says this kind of situation creates an opportunity for these folks to claim authority and potentially grow their audience.
Like, I had inside information or some sort of, like, analytic ability to understand that this was going on. So, you know, you can trust me on this future information that I might help you process or make sense of.
And there's little downside to this kind of speculation. It can boost your profile. It really doesn't matter when most of your claims don't pan out. But there can be tremendous upside if you do hit on something, even if all the details don't match up.
Well, it's more than 3 months until Election Day, and I'm going to make the bold prediction that there will be more surprises ahead. So what are you looking out for?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, immediately, you know, even though Biden has now been seen in public, that may not tamp down some of these wilder conspiracy theories. I mean, just yesterday, he called into a campaign event, and people online immediately started claiming that it was not actually Biden's voice, it was an AI deepfake. We're also already seeing baseless claims about Kamala Harris, you know, spreading as her campaign is ramping up, including this long-running falsehood that she is not really an American citizen, even though she was born here. You know, that's something that Trump has pushed before.
About Obama,
broadly,
yeah.
Exactly. And about Kamala Harris herself in 2020. More broadly, these attacks on her legitimacy, on, you know, this legitimacy of Biden's withdrawal, these are vehicles for Trump and his supporters to cast doubt on the integrity of the election. And that's something, of course, we have been seeing them do for years.
NPR's Shannon Bond, thank you.
Thanks, Ari.